When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Emma Court. With the rising cost of food, a number of chefs are trying to make the most of what they have by turning food scraps that may have been destined for the bin into fine dining. Emma, you've covered a number of restaurants in your story. So what kind of food scraps are they using?
It's a great question, and I really appreciate you having me on to talk about this. It's a fascinating issue. Food waste, and it really ranges widely in restaurants. So my story focused on high-end restaurants specifically, which have their own particular problems. I think when we think of food waste as consumers, we tend to think of, you know, you go to a restaurant, there's a big helping of food, you eat some of it, there's still kind of food left on your plate, and that's called plate waste. But in high-end restaurants, a lot of the food waste issues tend to be more kind of back in the kitchen, right? So you're eating these kind of fabulous, really tiny, beautiful bites of, you know, squash or, you know, mushrooms or things like that. And the reality is, you know, back in the kitchen, they've cut this mushroom very precisely, and there's a ton of kind of scrap left over that's, you know, edible vegetables, but it's not something that they're necessarily serving to you in that format. And so restaurants are kind of grappling with, you know, what are we going to do about this? Is there a way to kind of use this food? These are, you know, really nice high-end ingredients that they're purchasing. So they're investing a lot in this food. They want to do something with it. But often they have kind of capacity constraints in terms of, you know, that takes labor, right, to manage the parsley that's yellowing in the fridge, right? That takes time, and that costs its own money.
So, like you said, there's a perfectly good out, you know, part of a mushroom that they are just tossing aside because it was the out part of, like, if you cut a star or something in the middle of the mushroom. So what do they do with those extra pieces?
It's a great question. They're doing a lot of different and really interesting things. So one thing that they can do is they can take these ingredients and they can cook it into something else, right? They can cook it into, you know, a stock, say. They can dry it out and make it into a powder that they then incorporate into dishes. They can ferment it as well, right? Pickling is kind of a time-honored way of doing something with food that is, you know, leftover, you want to eat out of season. You know, they can do a lot of fascinating things, including take things that aren't in the cooking process, things like, you know, corn husks or cherry pits, and make vinegars out of them. So, you know, extract some of the flavor from these ingredients. And these are not things, you know, you're not going to end up eating the cherry pits at the end of that. They're still going to be, you know, composted, let's say. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting techniques that they have available to them in order to kind of reduce that waste. One of the really fun examples for my story that I really enjoyed was a restaurant named Baldio in Mexico City that actually takes the leftover broccoli stalk. So you eat the florets. Everyone eats the florets and they maybe kind of get rid of the broccoli stalks. What they do is they kind of disassemble the broccoli stalks into different parts because the center of the broccoli stalk is softer. And then the outer parts are more fibrous and hard. and they take the outer parts and they cut them up and they, you know, saute them and they make them really soft and tender, and they puree them into what they call a broccamole. So it's guacamole, but it's made from broccoli stalks.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then they take this. Yeah, I know. It's excellent, excellent name. And then they take the center part and they, you know, turn that into kimchi. And so they've been able to use something that, again, would ordinarily you might compost, you might throw it in the trash, and they've been able to kind of make something really ingenious with it.
I love broccoli stalks. Okay, you were looking at high-end restaurants. I assume that maybe you tasted some of these things. You didn't feel, you know, like ripped off, or I'm like getting secondhand stuff?
So this is a really interesting tension in the story and within these practices. So some of these restaurants are actually branding themselves as zero waste, and they are seeing this as like the hook that brings in diners, right? So Baldio, you know, says it's the first zero waste restaurant in Mexico. There's a restaurant that recently closed called Silo in London that said it was the first zero waste restaurant in the world. And these are restaurants that are branding themselves this way. But a lot of restaurants are just doing this behind the scenes, quietly, and they're not necessarily talking about it. And one of the chefs I spoke with actually said, this is not something restaurants necessarily should be talking about, right? It's something that can kind of confuse and even kind of, you know, disgust diners. And it's for exactly this thing that you're raising, which is like the subject of food waste is so poorly defined, you know, in society. We think of waste and trash as something you literally take out of a trash can that's inedible, right? Like that's what we think of as trash. But the reality is food waste often is exactly what we're talking about, that mushroom anecdote. It's stuff that can be eaten, right? It's edible food. It's just something that maybe doesn't look quite right, or traditionally we haven't embraced it in the kitchen as something that, you know, can be cooked, right? The broccoli stalk. This is kind of a tension within the industry too, right? Chefs are trying these innovative techniques. They're maybe talking with each other about it, but they're not necessarily talking to diners, because diners at the end of the day, often in these high-end restaurants, they want to have an elevated experience. They're going there to enjoy themselves. They're going there, you know, to relax and, you know, not think about the problems of the world like food waste, right?
Emma, thanks so much for the reporting and for eating your way around the country for us. That is Bloomberg's Emma Court. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.